Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I am forever trying to push the limits, trying to understand coffee more, the components that make or break a good cup of coffee. So at Cafe Culture this year at Olympia in May, I met Alan. Alan represented Harrogate. Harrogate original British spa still water, spring water. And we got talking obviously about coffee, and he was sure that the Harrogate spring water, the still water, they also do sparkling, is a very good water to brew coffee and tea with. I'm not going to go into tea, but of course, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo goes into coffee. So, yesterday I have received a whole pallet, 12 bottles, glass bottles, lovely looking, I must say, of Harrogate water. So what I'm going to do today is I am going to... I hope you heard it. I opened one of those bottles, cracked it open, and I'm going to, first of all, measure the pH of this water. They say, and it's very important to understand what actually are the components of the water. What is it made of? And it says here the pH at source is 7. So I'm going to start with measuring this. I'm going to put a little bit in the glass because I have a pH meter. So, switching this on, and we are putting it into the glass of water, and I will be measuring the pH as we speak live here. And it's gone down from 7.5. It's working its way down. You got to wait a few seconds, 10 seconds or so. And it actually, when it stops and doesn't oscillate anymore, oop, it's gone down. Actually, I thought it was going to stop at 7.0 dead, but it's gone down to 6.9. So the pH is 6.9. Very good drinking water, because they say between kind of 7 up to kind of 8, a bit more than 8, it is ideal to drink water. So this out of the way, we know that what's on the bottle of Harrogate is... well, it's not dead on, but it's almost there. Okay, I'm going to put this on pause now, and I'm going to grind some coffee beans, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a cold brew. Why am I going to do a cold brew? Because it's a very gentle way of extracting coffee, and I'm quite used to doing my cold brews now. I've done quite a few, and I'm going to use the Derikocha Ethiopian Sidamo coffee roasted by small batch, which I've been using now for the past week, and it is a delicious coffee. So with a great coffee and with water that I'm testing to see whether it extracts lovely, I think this is a very good starting point. So whacking you on pause here, and I'm going to grind some coffee. Well, actually, I can have you listen to this live too, because I've got 16 grams of coffee, which I have measured. And I'm going to grind those at a fairly coarse ground. But here I am going to put you on pause, because that Barossa Encore is very loud. But I use it for my filter coffees, and it's brilliant. So I've measured 16 grams of quite coarsely ground coffee, which I'm transferring into an empty glass, kind of a jam marmalade glass that I've got here, a jar. And I'm going to measure 250 milliliters of water. This is just for one cup of coffee. So to try it out, I think just to do a little one kind of a helping is fine. So I've got a jug with which can measure very well. I've got 250 milliliters here. I'm going to add that into my glass jar. There you go. And I'm going to give it a bit of a stir with my bamboo pedal that I use for many of my filter brewing methods. Just 5 kind of gentle rotations. Put the lid on. All right. Let's put the lid on. And put a little label on it. And in the fridge it goes. And I'm going to let it... brew. God, my fridge is already so full with loads of different coffees that I cold brewing here. But in it goes, label is on it, and now I'm just going to wait 24 hours. So it is 5 p.m. today, Thursday the 24th of July we are, And I'm going to take it out tomorrow at 5 o'clock again. I'm going to put an alarm on my mobile phone to remind me to take it out. Then I'm going to filter it through my V60 to get all the grinds out. And then I'm going to drink it. And then I'm going to see how this Ethiopian Derikocha, beautifully roasted, my small batch in Hove, is going to taste with Harrogate water. Harrogate still spring water. The original British spa town. Wow, that's going to be fascinating. So check back in tomorrow and all will be revealed. I probably need to also tell you, which I forgot, is that for brewing coffee, for extracting the goodness that we want, the good acidity that we want, the fruitiness of a coffee, the calcium and the magnesium content are quite important. So just want to remind you that that is also an important factor. And Harrogate do have calcium and magnesium. I'm not going to go into details, how much, etc. But the important thing is that we also need to have calcium and magnesium in there, which Harrogate have. So I can't wait, but I have to. Another 24 hours before I can see how it tastes.